Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the Carpet One Summer Convention in Denver, and I'm with Kathy Buchanan, a family owner at Independent Carpet One Floor and Home in Westland, Michigan. Kathy, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you? It's so nice to see you after, what, a year and a half?
No, and I got a hug. It's nice to be able to hug again.
I've been hugging everybody. I think I counted about 20 people so far.
Yeah, so let's check in with business. You have one store in Westland, Michigan. So how's business?
Kemp, it's off the charts. I'm going to knock on wood. We are busy every single day from the moment we open up at 9 o'clock in the morning till when we close our doors at 8 o'clock in the evening. Sundays are 12 to 4. We're having 15 to 20 people in a short four-hour time period. So feel blessed.
So in comparison to, say, 19, let's just take the COVID year out of it, how much would you say you're up?
Probably about 18%, 18 to 19% from 2019.
You know, I hear the number for all of CCA is mid-teens, so it looks like you're beating the average.
Again, very blessed.
I was just checking with some folks earlier and got some stats about this meeting. There's about 1,000 attendees here, and that's on the member side.
I would say about that. The sad thing is our Canadian members aren't able to join us, so we're missing a few wonderful faces. But the wonderful thing is I'm seeing a lot of new faces that I've never met from the Floor in America side. So I met a couple wonderful ladies at my first Education Day class, and I didn't know who they were, so they were Floor in America gals. I'm meeting new friends.
I'm glad you brought that up. This is the first time in a long time that Carpet One, Flooring America, IDG, and Floor Trader are all here at one time, right?
I know, it's awesome. I think, and the last time we were all together was in Denver, I don't know how many years ago.
That's correct.
It's wonderful. Extended family.
I hear that's about 60% participation, which this group is pretty happy about.
Absolutely. You know, there's still some fear inside a number of Americans for traveling.
Now, this meeting is when they issue the rebate checks, right?
Yes. Well, every Carpet One convention, we get our rebate check, and now they're doing it quarterly, so we'll get one in between the conventions as well.
So what's on your agenda for this meeting?
Well, in a few moments, I'm going to be joining what is called our Women's Forum, which I'm thrilled and excited to partake in because I've been doing just Zoom calls for the past year and a half. So now again, to see these women in person, it's going to be great. And to get a pulse of what everyone is experiencing and how they're dealing with a pandemic and what it's done to their business, good, bad, or ugly. I'm also looking forward to general session. I love seeing Rick and Howard and John Gilbert on stage and talking to us and getting a little bit of a pulse of the financials across the board. I'm also looking forward to the convention floor. I have some specifics that I want to take a look at, some of the commercial displays that were a little bit of damaged from the continuing rain that we've been having in Michigan. So I have to do that. I was looking forward to seeing you. So it is a great 3 days.
So let's talk about the thing that everybody's talking about. One of them is price increases. I mean, we just, we've had them over and over again here. Obviously, they're justified because things are costing more.
Okay, you say justified. I say ridiculous, but it's okay. You know, I don't think people understand what a retailer has to go through with these price increases. Repricing your showroom floor. And Kemp, I know you've seen pictures of my showroom floor, but my showroom is 10,000 square feet. So try to imagine repricing your showroom every 45 days, it seems like we're having a price increase. So that is one wonderful item that I'm going to be taking a look at. I already signed up for the digital pricing. So that's going to be, I'll be one less thing that I will have to do on my own is repricing the showroom floor. But you know what? The consumer today is prepared for it. They're prepared for the delay. They're prepared for price increases. They don't gasp, you know, when we give them a price. When they ask, well, how long are we going to have to wait for our floor to be installed? And if we tell them maybe 4 to 6 weeks, they'll go, oh, that's it? Oh my gosh, that's exciting. So they are well aware of what is happening around them. The consumer is very savvy.
You know, you're an opinion leader, Kathy. You know,
I am.
So, you know, the consumer, when they come in, they don't remember what they paid last time, right? So I think these price increases probably affect, like you say, the marking and the remarking. That's very costly. But the consumer doesn't really know from one time to the other, do you think?
No, I don't think they do. I don't think they remember. And I had an old adage from John Umball, who used to be a member of the CCA University. he said to me, take their money because tomorrow they're going to make more. So that's what I tell my staff.
Well, there's another thing, another elephant in the room, if you will, and that's supply chain. So you have a consumer walk in and your RSA meets with them and they say, okay, this is what we recommend you put in based on what we've learned about you. And so they're going to go ahead and put it on order. 2 weeks later, you find out that product's not available. How do you handle that?
Here's something that we do. Before we actually place an order, we will check stock availability and let our consumers know. There's no surprise attack. We will not take a deposit without checking that ahead of time. So we don't deal with those issues. So I would recommend that for everybody. Before you take their money, check their stock.
All right. Is there any changes in what the consumer's buying today?
You know, I think I told you that our store is an anomaly with carpet being higher than hard surface. And that is still true. We are selling more carpet today than we are selling hard surface. But when it does come to hard surface, we're selling more laminate today than we had in years past because of the scratch resistance and the waterproof capabilities of that, the beautiful presentations that laminates have created. Mannington has beautiful laminates, our Mirror Lake collection, Mohawk's Revwood products, they're fabulous. But still in Michigan, demographically, we like warmth underneath our feet, so carpet is still winning in our store.
You know, there's been some debate that when the consumer started buying airplane tickets and getting back on cruise ships, they quit spending money in the house. But you're not seeing a slowdown, are you?
No, I was afraid of that at first because we had 2 weeks that were really slow the first part of June. And I'm thinking, oh, they're taking vacations. It's going to be a soft summer. But nope, it turned right back around. People are still in their home, whether they are on vacation, they're coming back and they're seeing their ugly floor. And I'm glad it's ugly because they're buying new, beautiful, intelligent-looking floors. So,
another factor, I believe, Kathy, is that there's not much inventory out there. So people are scared to sell the house they're in. So they're saying, well, if I'm not going to move, I'm going to fix it up, right?
Absolutely true. You know, there are houses go up on the market where I'm at, and they sell. If you don't have your price in there or your request to buy that home, it's sold within 2 to 3 days. So people realize that. So they're just fixing up or they're building. And we're happy to be there to provide flooring for them.
Is your brother here?
No, my mother fell on Wednesday and thank God didn't break anything or injure anything seriously. So my brother is staying back with her as caregiver for the week and left me here all by myself. I don't have anybody to tell me if my outfits look good in the morning. So I miss him.
Well, you look great, Kathy.
Thank you.
It's good to see you. Thanks for spending time with our listeners. Again, been talking to Kathy Buchanan, a family owner at Independent Carpet One Floor and Home in Michigan, and you've been listening to Kemp Parr and FloridaLA.net.